Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Malcolm Gladwell had that book, Outliers, where he talked about the 10,000 hours. Ben went million reps.
He just needs a million reps right now, and, you know, we've probably gotten about 10,000. We're going to need another 100,000.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Because you know I'm not good at math.
Oh, I know.
But if he already has 10,000.
Yep, he needs another 100,000.
That's 110,000 reps. That's not a million
reps. That's not a million reps. So he needs 10 more of that amount. Hold on a second, because I've been doing a little math here in advance of this segment.
You're also not good at math.
Well, but I used computers.
And obviously that's not possible, even with computers.
For this?
Ooh.
How about
that? Spaceman.
I used an adding machine.
Did Scott and Davenport let you use magic machine for this exercise?
I called John DeWan myself.
Hey.
The NFL estimates you get 30 to 40 real-time reps in a practice as a quarterback. So, and you have three practices at a maximum. Call it 100 reps per week.
Let's make that 120 because we'll take the walkthrough as reps too.
Okay, so 120 per week times 17 games. It had been 1,700, then I need 17 times 20.
I'm sorry.
It's another 340.
Sorry,
no,
to make the math
that's
difficult.
A little more than 2,000. I've got
112,
you.
112, 129, 101, 120. 648, 160, no. 152, 117, 103.
So call it 2,000 during the course of a season. And then what's fair for a week for the rest of the year?
What's
the other 35
fair?
Weeks. I call it 100 per week. That's 3,500 plus those 2,200. That's about 7,000.
But then you take my 75% chance of winning. If we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 and two-thirds percent, I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning at sacrifice.
In a calendar year, okay? Actually,
okay.
About 5,000 in a calendar year.
All right, so how many years would it take you at 5,000 a year to get to a million?
A little more than 200 years.
I feel like Bears fans don't have that type of time.
To get to a million reps.
So get off your ass, let's do some math, 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 math.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we've got a full boat for you today. We are here until 6 o'clock. The whole crew is just filled and fed thanks to Rinaldi's. Really appreciate them. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
You know, Rinaldi's took care of Dave Wanstead, too.
Man, they really... I saw the gift bag for Coach. He is going to be ecstatic.
Some high-end bourbon bottles, I'm told, they keep from their liquor distributor pals only to give to the cool people.
Oh, you said they gave some to Coach, huh? I didn't see that bag out there.
No, you didn't?
Alex, did you see that bag out there? I didn't see it.
No, I think
is it missing already?
We should probably ask Speegs where that bag is.
The wine, that's for Wani. That's all there was.
That's it?
Was one bottle of Two-Buck Chuck, I do believe.
Hey.
For Wani, that's all he gets.
Here's what we've got planned for you today. There's a lot going on. Wani will be with us at 5. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. He'll be with us, and we'll talk ball with him and bourbon. Kevin Kugler, we love talking with Cougs. He's going to be on the call for Bears-Browns, so we'll check in with him on how the Bears look. Mark Grody will do a Bears hit at 425. Randy and Jason Sklar, the Sklar brothers.
Cannot wait to talk to those guys, man. Cheap Seats was a very, very funny part of a lot of your childhoods. They do a million different shows, and they're doing stand-up comedy together at the Den on Milwaukee Avenue on Saturday night.
And they're...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Mildly connected to this show.
Pretty directly, I think. Like, Sklarbro Country... Their podcast is where our buddy Daniel Van Kirk first started to do Doug Buffone.
Oh.
And they had no idea who Doug Buffone was or what the score was, but they knew it was funny. And that's how his Doug Buffone came to the attention of us here at The Score. So we are more deeply connected than perhaps they even realize.
Patrick Manley will join us in about 15 minutes. The story that's going on in Ann Arbor is troubling in a lot of ways, with Sherrone Moore being let go. That happened during the show yesterday, and we were trying to figure out why, because it seemed very swift, and to get a statement from the university as quickly as it got out there, it's like, wow, something must have happened. Well, now we think we know more of what went on, that there was an improper relationship with a staffer. And that has now turned into a real mess of, at one point, more, I'm trying to think of the right word to use, was detained, not arrested.
No, detained.
But detained by authorities in Michigan. There's some thought that the reason is that he had threatened to do harm to himself or to others. So all of that is going on inside of Michigan, trying to figure out who's going to lead their football program.
Look, this is a very split and partisan college football town. There are a ton of Michigan fans and alumni, obviously, here.
I think the Sklar brothers are Michigan alums.
God, I think you're right about that. But this is a massive story because of the ugliness that it is, and because of how the university may or may not have handled this correctly. Like, from everything that I'm reading, there seems to have been an investigation that's been going on for a little more than a year about a possible inappropriate relationship, and they didn't find anything. Then all of a sudden yesterday, they seem to have found something, and upon his firing is when he leaves and apparently goes to this home, and there's all sorts of things involved after that. And then, as you say, a police detention. It's just he's just being detained right now for perhaps his own safety and well-being. But man, this whole, it's so sad. This is a man's professional and personal life falling apart, seemingly.
Yes. And I've already seen people text into the show. I think the skepticism on whether or not this comes to light if he beats Ohio State, unfortunately, is fair. I there have been so many things that have been connected to athletics overall and to college athletics in particular that it does make you wonder what is important. And I come at this from a couple of different viewpoints. The viewpoint of someone who's covered sports for forever, so there is some built-in skepticism that borders on cynicism for me. And then there's the version of me that works in an academic institution and understands like some of the things that universities have to take into account on how to manage a situation like this. This is ugly with a capital U.
So walk me through the skeptic's take on this. The skeptic's take would be that the university doesn't allow any of this to come to light if he's doing well in beating Ohio State, but because it's now two bad years and there's this other stuff that's going on.
Not even necessarily a bad. I mean, this year was 9-3,
right?
But remember, three of those wins were not technically his because he was suspended for 3 years because of bad doing by the University of Michigan football program under Jim Harbaugh and Sharone Moore.
And he was already going to be suspended for a game next year for apparently having deleted texts on his phone to the former assistant coach who had helped with the sign stealing. But anyway, so the university allows this finally to come to light and enables him to be gone because of the failure to beat Ohio State.
And maybe things just got so onerous that they were just like, we gotta do something here. And the other part, because the University of Michigan is a public institution, the idea that if this is true, and we don't know that any of this is true, the investigation at the university said that they didn't find any wrongdoing. But if someone was hired and then inside of their hiring, they were promoted to a job that doubled their salary, and if the reason why wasn't necessarily because they were doing a good job on the staff, but to double your salary in that small amount of time is something that the ombudsman of the university would go, that's interesting. How would that work? But there's a lot of leeway that football coaches have when it comes to their own staffing. So there's that part of it. There's also the part of Sharone Moore blowing up his entire life with this.
Well, that's the thing. It feels about as ugly as college football coaching careers get in terms of the end, you know, like
it's probably closest to Bobby Petrino.
But Bobby Petrino, there was a laughable element. There was a laughable absurdity to Bobby Petrino because it was him and a woman he was apparently having an affair with on a motorcycle together, and they both got injured in the crash, but not like in a really dangerous way. And forever for me, there's the visual of him with the neck brace on at a press conference with scratches on his face,
lying about what happened.
Yes, and it was just like so ridiculous, and he was such an easy to loathe and laugh at kind of cartoon character of a guy. This seems a lot darker and more sinister with and scary and sad with the police involvement as well.
Well, an alleged possible assault or threatening of an assault. Like any time that the power dynamic is that lopsided.
Oh yeah.
Like it's unfair. And that's why there are usually rules in place in most workplaces. Forget about universities, but
right.
That's why there are rules in place so that stuff like this doesn't happen. And so trying to work through all of those things, and then at the center of it is a family that is at least one family and probably multiple families that have been shattered by this because of the choices and decisions that were made. And if you're the university, like I've been trying, because you know we were talking about at first, because we didn't know, like we started talking about, well, then who coaches Michigan? What a weird time for them to get rid of their coach, because the right. transfer portal and everything else, the whole reason that Lane Kiffin had to get his stuff done
for
so
sure.
that he could walk into LSU and get things straightened out.
And that's all out there, like the opportunity to think about who the next coach is. I got to say, though, the entire business of college football head coaches and the amount of money that they get, the absurdity of that, and how so many of them are public figures for these state universities, and it's tax dollars going to that, and then they punt quickly and eat $60-70 million on a contract just to double down or triple down again on the next guy. The whole thing is so freaking loathsome that it's hard for me to pay attention to college football unless the games are really good. And sometimes they are. And sometimes they're good enough. But the entire industry is so gross. These guys like talking up togetherness and culture and sometimes mixing God into
it. And family.
And family. And then using accents to fake that they're part of a family. I mean, we laugh at that stuff. But they sell these kids a bill of goods about what they're trying to build. And as soon as they get a better offer, they're out the door. So like, when something this horrific seems to happen at the end of it, and we're sitting here and we're thinking that it's possible that the university did it itself, like insured it to happen because they lost a freaking football game last week or 2 weeks ago. It's just,
maybe it was easier for them to do it because of that, and then
sure.
with more information comes to light.
But what a gross system. It is. And paying the kids has made it a little better for the kids, obviously, but it hasn't made the system any less gross.
It is. And that's the thing, is that it's become professionalized, but but college athletics and specifically college football is still trying to straddle the fence of it being amateurism plus, you know, and that becomes difficult. As a texter points out, and we should point out, remember, on the academic side, the University of Michigan president was fired for the exact same thing 3 years ago.
Having a relationship with mm-hmm. a staffer?
Yep. So they've got a lot of stuff that they've got to clean up from a university standpoint.
I'm told the Sklar brothers hosted Michigan's signing day show in Harbaugh's first full year. So we look forward to talking to them in a little bit less than an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everyone, I know Rich Eisen talked about it pretty frankly this morning on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And how he felt about all of this
and
stuff.
I don't even mean we're going to talk to the Sklars about it.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing. That's the underpinning. Tanny, I like pleasing crowds around here. That's kind of what we do. I feel like we entertain crowds, we make them laugh, we talk about the absurdity of everything.
So, like, make me a bicycle clown?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is just ugly and sordid and unfortunate for all concerned.
It's very unfortunate that this is what's happening right now, and you wonder about a lot of different things connected to this story on why these decisions were made, why these hires were made. What do you do? Like, how deep down the rabbit hole does it go? Like, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then if you're a university, and a great one, the University of Michigan is an incredible academic institution. What do you do? And how do you go forward knowing how important financially the football program is to the university, and all the things that the football program brings to the university.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed this up close at Alabama, the amount of money that goes back into the academic side at the University of Alabama, I'm sure that it's similar to the University of Michigan, where these super universities with crazy programs in 100,000 seat stadiums.
So this is why the academic side actually does have value and concern for what goes on the football side.
100%. As you look at cutbacks across academia all over the country, there's a lot here, and there'll be more to dig into and figure out as more information it comes out about this. I feel horrible for Sharone's family, and I also feel horrible for the young lady involved too, because even though you might be old enough to be involved in a consensual relationship, the power dynamic is so lopsided. That's why there are safeguards against stuff like that happening.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why all the university has to say as they're firing for cause is talk about that inappropriate relationship. And then the story is done.
Yeah, and that's what the Board of Regents did to President Mark Schlissel 3 years ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.